Back at you, I'm Lamont Germany. Volume 2 of the Blue and Orange Experience. Big week on the campus of Morgan State University. It is the beginning of another season, another football season. Morgan State University Bears going to be taking it to Richmond, Virginia to kick off the 2023 season. Second year for head coach Damon Wilson. Joining me in the booth, going to be Renard Stubbs. This weekend and every weekend throughout the course of the year, I always get a certain feeling in my bones, Stubbs, when it's time for another season.
Yeah, time for another season, Lamont. Last year, Coach Damon Wilson, he came in, he made some changes. He had to learn his players, end up with a superstar, and the man I called the road runner at running back. This year they have Jabril Johnson, who was coming on, but he had to take a step back last year because of the emergence of the other running backs.
Alphonso Graham got a ticket to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Got hurt, though, in camp and going to be out for the year. Hopefully he'll get another opportunity next year in the National Football League. But now that Alphonso Graham is gone, it means folks like Jabril Johnson are going to have to see what they can do about maintaining that running game for Morgan State. But we got to do more than just run the ball, Nard, if we're going to be an offense that's going to do damage. This year we ran the ball with some consistency with Alphonso Graham last year. But if you don't augment that with at least a threat of a passing game, I think it just limits how effective your overall offense can be. Yes, we still want to be able to run the rock like we did with Graham, but I think we got to supplement that with something up top.
Well, we got to find that. We have a quarterback coming back in Carson. Hope he's a graduate student. Hopefully he can make that next step as we see players make that next step each year. Maybe he can mature a little bit, make a little bit more better decisions. If so, this Bear team could be trouble.
I think that's the key to the season for me, man. If we are going to be a team that's actually going to contend and be that team that's going to cause some trouble, we can't be ordinary at quarterback. I just don't think that's going to get us there. The team that won the championship last year, North Carolina Central, they had Davius Richard. He was the best quarterback in the conference, and they won the conference. You got to be able to play on that level. And I know you remember what happened when we went down to North Carolina that Thursday night a year ago, and they had their way with us. We got to turn the table, not only on Central, but just overall week in and week out. And I think a big part of it is going to be quarterback play. You mentioned Carson Baker. Coaches did bring in some new talent, transfer from Old Dominion, Dominique Anthony. He's going to be pushing Carson Baker. Deuce Taylor is back. He was the backup last year to Carson Baker. And they got a true freshman coming in Taj Smith. So they got some talent in the quarterback room. That talent just got to be productive. We had a chance, Stubbs, to sit down with the now 5-year Bear, one of the longest tenured players on the team. You mentioned him a few minutes ago, Jabril Johnson. And he's been up and down. You know, there were years where he got his share of touches. Last year he didn't. It was Alphonso Graham who got most of the touches. And I had an opportunity to talk to him about his journey at Morgan State University and specifically this year. And I think that he's going to have to be a big talent on the field, but also, Stubbs, I think we're going to have to get some leadership out of Jabril Johnson this year on and off the field.
Well, I think Jabril's quite capable of providing that leadership by the way he plays as well with his words. I don't know if he's really a talkative young man, but sometimes you can provide leadership just by the way you play and how you go about practicing on the football field. Also, Jabril, fifth year, I expect him to make another step and maybe rise another level, because when you play any game, it slows down. I expect the game to slow down for Jabril Johnson. Have a big year, and maybe a couple of running backs behind him can step up for that 1-2 punch.
First question I asked Jabril Johnson is, what's the biggest difference between the Jabril Johnson of 2023 this year and the Jabril Johnson when he first stepped on the field for the Bears back in 2019?
I'd say Jabril Johnson 2019, coming out of high school, I would consider myself like one of the, you know, top running backs in Maryland. So coming here, like, I wanted to put my city on the map, for real. And I feel like I came in here, worked, got good playing time as a freshman, went through coaching changes, running back position changes and all that, seeing new guys coming in and out. So, like, I feel like first coming in, I was just finding my identity, getting comfortable and stuff. Now I feel like I'm more determined, like, I'm near my end goal. I know what's ahead of me. I know what I got to do to succeed and to help my team win and help my personal goals also.
Describe your skill set as a running back. What are the weapons that you bring to the field?
I feel like I'm a student of the game. I'm smart. I know my keys. I know my reads and all that. So I think, like, that's a big asset of my skill set. And then, you know, I'm a hard worker, like, knowing what I want to do, like, what I need to work on. So if I feel like I work on my speed, my explosiveness, I'm working on that offseason. I really, like, big on knowing what I got to do in the offseason to prepare myself for the season. And then, you know, I'm explosive, quick. I'm making people miss. I'm strong for my size. I done gained 8 pounds on the off season, so I went from 195 playing 195 last year to 205 right now. So, but like, I'm explosive, can't really, hard to get down, really a tough runner. Like, you gonna feel me in the first couple snaps. You gonna feel me, then I'm gonna ease right by you.
I get the feeling watching it the last few years that there's something in the tank that I haven't seen the best Jabril Johnson yet. Is that true?
That's very true. I definitely got way more in the tank than me. I feel like this year, I feel like got way more explosive. Last year, I had a setback, and it was for good reasons. I was behind somebody that was a real good player. It's about how you carry that, you know? I feel like this the year for me to prove myself.
Are there things that you can learn? Alfonso obviously got the most touches last season. Are there things that you can learn from watching, or do you feel you need to be in there to develop?
From watching, it definitely, like, get an understanding of, like, where you need to be at. I'm a very tame player, so, like, I know, like, what's best for the team. So I'm watching, making sure, like, okay, he doing this and that. I know we different styles of backs. So you don't cloud your mind about what the next man doing. But it wasn't, like, no big setback. Like, watching Fonzo take all the snaps, it was, like, more of a learning experience for me. That was my first time. It was a good back, and we both good backs, and now how you going to utilize this? I'm coming in, I'm doing my thing, but, like, not as much as him, though. It might look bad from the outside looking in. If people know football, you know how that situation go.
Take a look at the running back room this year. Alfonso Graham gone. Who you have around you in that running back room? Assess the talent and the depth of that room. The transfer, J.J. Davis, some newcomers. I think Graylin Holland and Miles Myrie been getting some touches. Talk to me about the fellas you see around you in the running back room.
We got some dogs in the running back room. We got four-hitter quitter. We got me, J.J. Davis from Norfolk, another transfer, Miles Myrie, and then we got our kit return specialist. He back at running back now, K.J. Keith Jenkins. Yep, so we got – it's been – this year has been, like, way more competitive in the back, and it's making us all better. So now we know what we want. Right now we got dogs. Like, we fighting for reps. We seeing who can get the most home runs in practice. Like, this is the, like, atmosphere, like, I need to push me. It's keeping me on my heels to still be RB1 because I got dogs behind me. It's a good atmosphere. I'm glad Coach Wilson brought these guys in, you know, not to keep me not complacent. I want to get the best version of myself, and this is definitely getting it up out of me.
This is the first year Coach Wilson has had an entire year. Came in late. Same thing with the running back coach, Coach Font, the entire year. How much of a difference does that make that you didn't have the short window you had last year? An entire year to get to know the coaching staff, to get to know the offensive scheme as you prepare for the season.
It's a big difference. We got a whole spring and a summer with these coaches as far as, like, a rush season. Like, they came in June. We only had a month with them before we had hit and running for camp. So this year we had a whole entire year. We know what the coaches expect out of us. We don't got to rely on them to tell us what to do. We doing it on our own now. We more fluent, faster. The tempo is different. And we know what we need to go with our offense, and we know what we need to accomplish. Having them for a whole year, like, the meetings and the expectation is different. We trying to win now. We trying to get Coach Wilson back on that winning track like how he was, and this the year to do it.
How does the running backs fit in? How do you fit in terms of the overall scheme of what Morgan's looking to do on offense this year?
We know we set the tone. Running the ball up front is going to start with us in order for us to create lanes down the field for our receivers and stuff. We got some skills at the receivers. So, like, we got to make sure our run game is just like how it didn't left off last year. And we got to keep that going. I think our run game is the biggest part of our offense. That's going to be the key, making sure that we can get teams to bring extra guys in the box so we can get the manned up on the outside so we can throw the ball.
Big fellas up front, they of course help you do what you do. When you assess what you've seen in camp from the offensive line, what would be your evaluation?
I think the big guys up front then got a lot better. We still young. At the end of the day, we gotta grow up. I think going into Richmond, we ready. We got good leadership up front. I'm a leader on the team. We got quarterbacks that's leaders, so them guys ready. And we go against the best defense in the conference every day. And them boys go against Elijah Williams, go against transfer Noah Booby in practice every day. They work with them on one-on-one, so they getting mentally ready and prepared for what's next. All that young stuff, they young, but like they got, you know what I'm saying, it's time to be a man right now.
Of course, last year came up short in the conference in the MEAC. You won't be in the MEAC for a little while, not until October do you play any MEAC games. But how do you think this team will size up once you get in the conference play? Can Morgan make a run at a MEAC championship this season, 2023?
We will make that run. I think we got the best schedule ahead of us. We got a nasty first six games. We're going to fly through the conference. These games going to prepare us mentally, and hopefully it just don't wear us down. We got to stay healthy, of course. Going into it, we do got a big six hitting it before we play Central.
And just lastly, man, how does your body feel? How healthy are you? And how important is this year for you, your last go-around here at Morgan?
I feel good. I think I had a great camp, healthy camp. I feel extremely good. I take care of my body now because obviously I'm older right now, so I take care of my body every day. I emphasize that. And this year is very important to me. This the year to prove it all. I've been here for 4 years. This my year. This is a statement year.
Jabril Johnson with some confidence believes the Bears could do some damage this year. The proof is in the pudding. Renard and they got a tough customer to open things up with this weekend against University of Richmond. We're going to find out real quick whether or not Morgan is going to be bringing quality on Saturdays throughout the course of this season.
Yeah, well, we traveled down to Georgia last year, and Bears really played well in their opening first half of the season. Looking for that on Saturday, looking for that this afternoon, looking for the Bears to be tough in the first half. If they could stay close in the first half, try to make it a game in the second half, and maybe, who knows, maybe they can pull out a victory.
Elsewhere in Morgan State University Athletics, the volleyball team is opening up their home schedule this weekend. They will be hosting a tournament along with Towson University. That tournament is going to run Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you have an opportunity, come on over to Hill Fieldhouse. Check out Morgan State University volleyball under the leadership of second-year head coach Ziamar Ortiz. For Renard Stubbs, I'm Lamont Germany. This is the Blue and Orange Experience.